Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Thomas. He didn't give me a specific topic. So what I want to do is discuss how people like Rocking Mystery Philosophy and Dave Computing Forever Colin have reached the same conclusion that I have, with regards to the koof world that we're currently living in. I went from trying to escape society into the wilderness, to then wanting to fight the power, and over the last month or two I've realized that the koof and even the Great Reset might just actually be a great big IQ test to separate the wheat from the chaff. I share two links in the description with Rocking Mystery discussing how we need to get smart about our money and assets and figure out ways to thrive in an economy where you won't own anything and where you'll be happy. He gets it that the only way to change the world is on a personal level. He's had to make changes in his own life because he was recently divorced after bashing MGTOW for many years and is now willing to entertain the idea that he might have been wrong about MGTOW after attacking it for all those years. I even sent him a message many years ago saying that he would realize that MGTOW is truth, a painful truth, while marriage is a pleasant lie. At least it is in the beginning. But I won't hold that against him. It's awesome to see his transformation. It's like all those MRAs talking about men's oppression and being active rallying in the streets, while criticizing men going their own way as defeatists. Meanwhile, the only meaningful change you can make in this world is in your own life. Rocking Mystery and Dave but both realized what I figured out in 2014. The protests and political action are pointless, unless you go all the way. But that usually means fire and pitchforks, which I'm not advocating. Mr. Rocking E identifies that the asset holders in society will still own or at the very least control their own destiny in a world after the Great Reset. He mentions how Stalin back in the Soviet Union didn't own anything on paper, but he had all the access to the resources and mansions that he wanted. I've also realized that the wealthy will own all the assets at the top, while the vast majority will own nothing. We can see this now with corporations buying up houses and renting them back to the people. Where I'm living, a decent house is roughly $1.2 to $1.5 million, and I still can't buy one for cash, even though I bought a boatload of Bitcoin. His videos identify the problem, but they don't really provide a solution. The same goes for Dave Cullen. They both say you need assets, but what do you buy and where do you put your money to profit off this inflationary crash, which is a crash where prices rise and make you poor as opposed to crashes in the past that we're used to, where the prices crash downwards and make you poor that way. Most people are ill-prepared. I'll discuss some possible ways to prepare in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to the world where you'll work longer and harder hours, only to become poorer clown world show. For the longest time, I never wanted to buy Tesla shares because I thought that they were overpriced, and there was no clear schedule to make self-driving cars a reality. But Rocking Mystery says that it's likely that elites will monopolize the economy and then sell carbon credits as a sort of new currency. Tesla Motors sells carbon credits and are only profitable in many quarters because they're selling them. And that's what's finally convinced me that buying Tesla is worth it, not because of their cars or future self-driving technology, or even because they hold Bitcoin on their balance sheet, but simply because in a future economy where your social credit score is based on how much renewable energy you provide to the state, or how much energy you conserve, the guy that has the most carbon credits will have the most money, especially as energy becomes the new currency. I think it's time to take the Schwab pill in addition to the red pill. Sure, we can take the black pill, do nothing and accept becoming a victim of a slave mindset. Or like Mystery and Dave and myself are now saying, you can figure out ways to adapt and thrive in the coming system. Protesting and voting doesn't work, and most people will just go along with the Great Reset, and we can't stop them or enlighten them. Even if we teach them about it, they'll just revert back to believing the mainstream media talking points. Showing them truth is not as comfortable as the lies that they're accustomed to, especially the women out there. Men in MGTOW that came to it from the men's rights movement, many gave up and went their own way because they realized the power lies in individual action. Revolutions typically start with rising food prices once they get to around 40 to 50% of your monthly budget. In a video I made before called How to Stop the Great Reset, I said that our only hope was hungry, morbidly obese women making their last stand against the government as if it were an ice cream stand or something like that. Now I realize that they'll probably just sleep with Sims for cinnamon rolls, instead of wearing down the pavement with their horseshoes. I was just hoping that they would eat the mounted riot police officers' horses from underneath them, like a bunch of zombie chubbies. But I now believe they'll probably get in line with the program and stand in the bread lines waiting for their apple pies. I was thinking of rotating into tech stocks after I sold my crypto. But the problem with big tech in an inflationary world is that tech stocks are valued for their future earnings growth, which is valued in dollars. So if dollars are rapidly being devalued, then big tech will be a loser versus fertilizer, food, and energy companies that have pricing power. Even telecom companies that can't raise your phone bill contract as money loses its value will technically lose money. My initial hunch in the middle of last year was to buy Enbridge Energy, Pembina Pipelines, Nutrien, Rogers Sugar, Costco, as well as many other companies. And that was correct, because they're all good examples of companies that can double or triple their price, and people will have to pay to eat and for heat. Tech stocks will be bad if the inflation starts ramping up. But then again, commodity companies might be terrible when they're forced to buy carbon credits from a company like Tesla, because that'll eat into their profits. So that's why I'm also invested in companies like Algonquin Power that sell renewables to the grid. It's like you need to focus on essentials because there's a controlled demolition of the economy, creating shortages in a post-abundant society. As for your living arrangements, I think it's time to live your day-to-day life like the Great Reset is already here. Get a tiny home or one-room apartment. Look at what Musk is doing. He's living in a tiny home and selling carbon credits. He's already preparing himself for a world where he technically doesn't own anything, and he's happy. He even got rid of his wife. But that doesn't mean he won't control anything. I already practically live in a pod as I try and cram in as much stuff as I can into a tiny living space. If you're in North America, live like you're in Europe with a tiny car. If you're in Europe, live like you're in a third world country. Either you do that now or it'll be foisted on you later with no choice. Get out of the cities and buy a place in the country if you can work remotely, because you'll be able to grow and raise some of your own food. And that might actually earn you some carbon credits. I'm pretty sure it'll boost your social credit score in the future as you spend less money buying groceries in the stores. Mystery wants financial security to shield himself from the things that are coming forward, like food shortages. Him and Dave are the only two people I've seen online talking about how to adapt in the new economy. You have to figure out ways to make money in a subscription-based economy, where if you're lucky enough to own assets, you rent them out. Asset prices will rise faster than the cost of living. So if you have a ton of assets, then you can always collect rent on them in a sort of neo-feudal way. The really sad part is that we never needed a Great Reset. If we developed self-driving cars, we could do ride-sharing and no one would need to own a car. We would all use them when it's needed. We could have just sold people on the advantages like no parking fees. Half the energy used in cars today is to manufacture them, and most of the time they sit around gathering dust and rusting in a driveway. I only drive 2,000 miles a year as it is. My car insurance was $2,000 a year until recently, so I was paying a dollar a mile for car insurance. Now I'm paying $600 to $700 a year, and I don't mind letting the car insurance company track my mileage, because I'm being rewarded for it. If you want people to give up their privacy, then pay them for it. You can also eventually move to other countries that won't embrace the Great Reset. There are companies that will never be able to afford techno-fascism out there. Real estate will be unaffordable for most people, except the wealthiest. Even if you can't afford a house, what happens if 80 or 90% of the houses on your street are eventually owned by BlackRock, and they start renting them out? Renters tend to take care of properties a lot less, so your neighborhood would get bad in a hurry, so the value of your house will most likely go down. In the short to medium term, houses are a great investment, but in the longer term, if people don't own their own houses en masse, it might start being a bad one. If you want to profit in the Great Reset, start a company growing bugs for people to eat. The government will probably give you so many cockroach carbon credits that you can trade them in so you can eat steak every day. In a post-abundance economy, the most disciplined or the most autistic will have the advantage by consuming and burning less energy. My crazy plan is to get into the top 1% of asset holders, not because I want to live a rich life, but simply because I want to keep today's middle class, or in my case, continue to live a lower middle class existence without worrying about money. If you move to the country in a place like Canada, then a good place is Alberta, which is swimming in energy and farmland. It has plenty of farmers markets and local beef production, and you don't need a pipeline to send energy from the oil refineries to your home. Rocking Mystery seems to believe that they'll peg labor to energy also as a way to control consumption. He believes the elites are telling you what they'll do which is a way to get rid of their own guilt. If someone tells you that they'll walk into your house tonight and sleep with your wife, and then walk out with your television under their arm, and you don't stop them, then who's responsible for the bad outcomes as the cum comes out of your wife? The person doing that to you would say it's your fault for not stopping him. With predictive programming, they're simply wiping away their bad karma because in their sick minds, they already told you to prepare in a world where it's the survival of the fittest. I also want to share a new MGTOW-like TV show called Foundation, where the Emperor is a clone, and at any given time, there are three emperors ruling the galaxy at the same time. They're the same person, just different ages. The emperors all use working girls for sex and cloning for reproduction. There's a female android as a nurturing mother and for raising the child emperors and consoling them near the time of their death, so they don't have to die alone. They all work together as a team because they're the same person genetically, trying to keep their legacy going. It's an awesome idea by Isaac Asimov, and I'm surprised I never heard of this story before. Now I know where the Boba Fett and Jango story was inspired from. As for the Great Reset, we're heading for a rental economy, because no one will be able to afford homes and the rapidly rising price of goods. The hikikomori and shut-ins in today's society that only leave their houses two or three times a week will be the most comfortable in the Great Reset world, just like the people with schizoid personality are best suited for social media because normal face-to-face communication is rather difficult for them. Wealth inequality will get worse and worse until most people can't live their normal lifestyle that they enjoy today. The smart will either adapt or leave. Maybe that's why the V passports are here to prevent us from leaving unless we get them. Don't lose hope. Make money to shield yourself and others around you and get a hold of a variety of different assets. As for Rocking Mystery, after about 4 to 5 years of not watching his content, I thought to myself, holy shit, he's 43 years of age and almost fully gray. He's the same age as me and yet looks 5 years older than me, probably because of his divorce. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Satan Schwab wants to smash down the Western way of life. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a Schwab pill a day keeps the worst parts of the Great Reset away. So enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.